And welcome back, everybody, to the Off in the Helmets radio show right here on ESPN Radio 103.3 on your FM dial. I'm Brady Tinker, sitting alongside rookie Jordan Lewis, number 27 in your programs, University of Michigan, third-round draft pick, and obviously playing very good football as he is ascended to starting for this Dallas Cowboys team. Next Sunday, October 8th at 3:25, the 2-2 Dallas Cowboys will take on the 3-1 Green Bay Packers. Packers do not have a road win yet in 2017. The two teams played twice last year. The Cowboys, you may remember, went to Lambeau and absolutely lit up the Packers. And then in a classic playoff game last year, the Packers won with a field goal at the end of the game in the playoffs. And that was a heartbreaker. But these two teams have played 35 times in their history. It is 18-17 Green Bay. News on the Packers side, offensive tackles Bakhtiari and Beluga both practiced today after missing several games, and looks like they will play. Ty Montgomery, their starting running back, who used to be the wide receiver who wears number 88, it seems strange, had a rib injury last week, but he is practicing and may play this week as well. And it is the second straight week, unfortunately, for your Dallas Cowboys. They are drawing a team that's had 10 days rest. 2 weeks in a row. Not great from schedule-making point of view or for your Cowboys. Their only loss, the Packers, is at Atlanta, 34-23. Obviously, that's a pretty good football team. Other good news, Dak Prescott in the two games last year against Green Bay had two monster games. He threw either three or four touchdowns at Green Bay and matched Aaron Rodgers in the game here at home in the playoff game. Zeke had nearly 300 yards rushing between the two games, so two of the guys that you're going to count on the most were very good. Dez was very good in the playoff game as well, so we will see. Interesting now to talk to Jordan Lewis about this. First of all, can you imagine that you're getting ready to play against Aaron Rodgers? Not that he's, you know what I mean, but I know you grew up watching him. You know, I know you've, you know, been like, oh, my God, look at his throws. I mean, look at his accuracy. Oh, my word.
I never liked him.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, because
why was it?
Because I'm a Detroit fan.
There you go. That makes perfect sense. So you never rooted for him, but you had to as a professional.
No, yeah,
been
amazing.
Impressed.
No, yeah, yes. As a fan of football, you got to be, you know, impressed with everything. That
absolutely. There are times he's a little smug for me as well, but, man, I watch him make some throws, especially on the move.
Yeah.
Which is, I wanted to ask you about that. You know, you've studied, you have studied the offense, and you know the receivers, whether Davante Adams plays or not, who took a brutal hit last week.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind asking you about that as well. A core of receivers with Jordy Nelson that suits this quarterback,
mm-hmm.
that is in tune with what happens when he moves around, in tune with what happens in the rhythm when he stays in the pocket and that type of thing. It's an impressive group. How much have you looked at them so far?
I haven't seen them a lot. But, you know, just, I mean, as far as, you know, what we're going to do.
And study.
Study.
But on TV.
You know, I mean, you see those guys. I mean, all of those guys are, you know, Pro Bowl, you know, type receivers. So, regardless if they had Aaron Rodgers or not, those guys were very talented. So, you know, we just got to see what we can do and try to get
off the top of your head three completely different types of players in terms of physicality, how
definitely.
They run their routes, etc.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Davante Adams is definitely a big guy that
yes,
can move around.
You can see. He's big, strong.
Cobb
guy.
Is one of those guys that they just move around and has amazing hands. I don't think he dropped the ball this year. And Jordy Nelson is you know, the complete receiver. You know, I mean, they have a great core of guys. I'm pretty sure that if Davante doesn't, you know, play, they have some guys that can step
they
up.
They do. So. Yeah, there's a kid named Geronimo that's a big, old, tall, long kid, and he can play too, and I know about that. All right, how much fun? It's got to be fun. You've got to be looking forward to this.
I mean, as a competitor, you always have to.
Let's play the best.
Yeah, play the best guys in the world, you know, what they do.
In the world, that's right.
Just, I'm excited to see where we stack up, where, you know, me personally, where I'll stack up as an individual, especially one of being my first test, like actual, you know, big name, household names,
right.
Guys, though. So, definitely excited.
How is the locker room in your estimation at 2-2? Probably a little sticker shock. I know certainly with the pundits were a couple of good games and a couple of not great games. So we're sort of flummoxed as to, you know, where you guys are and where your heads are. How does it feel in the locker room?
I mean, we got over it. You know, we got to just, you know, just take those, you know, those bruises and those bumps and bruises. And, as you know, it's learning experiences and just go and see what we can do with progress. As I said,
17 weeks too. You know?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, everybody in the NFL is basically 2-2 right now.
That's
so,
right.
You know, we have a lot to look forward to. And we're definitely like a young group, definitely defensively. So that can hopefully.
How good is Jason Garrett's consistency? For those of us in the media and a lot of the fans are sort of over the – he's kind of flatlined with us.
Yeah.
He gives us the same stuff. But I imagine that as a player, especially as a young player, I would appreciate that basically every day it is the same.
I mean, yeah.
Right?
Especially being America's team. You know, you're going to get the a fluctuation of feelings from the fans. You know, it's going to be high one week and definitely it's going to be
you're
low.
You're the greatest. So. You suck.
Yeah.
All so, that happens in about 8 seconds.
Exactly. Yes. So Coach Garrett does a great job of keeping us, you know, level-headed and making sure that we go in every week and go prepare to be the best we can be.
Bill Parcells used to tell everybody in the locker room, he'd put mouse traps in the locker room, and that was because you weren't supposed to eat the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And we were delivering the cheese when it was good, especially after wins. When it was good, we'd be in there saying, oh, my God, you guys and you, oh. And then when it's bad, we're in like, well, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, and that's where it comes in. You have to be even keeled as a person,
you know,
especially. You know, he always talks about character guys. And, you know, got a lot of character guys in there that seem to understand the way, you know, football works and how ups and downs can, you know, affect the football team. So.
Well, and the veteran core of this team has had some success, but they've never gotten where they want to be. You know, Sean and Witten and some of the older guys that have been here for a while have – and our Hall of Fame players and leaders, but it hasn't gone how it's supposed to go yet for
them. And that's crazy because, you know, they have all these accolades and they only want one thing, and that's to be champions. So just to have leaders like that, it says a lot about the people that they are and, you know, just the type of, you know, competitors that they are. So I'm just happy to be in a room full of guys that, you know, like that and just learn from them.
And I sense that. That's cool. One of the reasons I came to you to ask you about doing this, because there was something about you that I knew I liked besides what I'd seen on film and at Michigan. The defense looks like it gets healthier this week for Cowboys fans who are listening. Anthony Hitchens coming on strong. Probably will practice tomorrow and may return. Steady as a rock. Hitchens does not get a lot of publicity from us and the media on this team, but he's a damn good player. The Cowboys will be happy to have him back. You may have even forgotten about young David Irving, who the last 4 or 5 games of last year was the best pass rusher on this team. Is dynamic. He's about 19 feet tall. He can run like a deer. He can rush the passer. He can also play inside, and I think he anticipates if he makes it through practice this week that he will move around and rejoin this defense in several spots. Sean Lee is the heart and soul of this defense. There is no doubt about it. There is not a harder worker. There's no one who looks at film more, cares more. He had a hamstring injury. He wanted to play last week. I anticipate Sean playing this week. And then Chidobe, who is in the house with us tonight, Chidobe Awuzie, has had a hammy injury, and it looks like he has a good chance of being active this week as well. So all good news. Answer me a question. You don't know him other than maybe you got to know him a little bit in college. Are you impressed as a person and as a teammate with what Jalen Smith is getting done?
Me and Jalen actually knew each other since we were sophomores.
Oh, you did?
Actually, freshman in high school.
Okay, so, that's cool.
I mean, we've been competing against each other since we were about, you know, say 14.
And it had a good relationship?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a respectful,
Oh, no, we had always, you know, always. He knows some of my close friends. I know some of his.
Okay.
And, so, you know, being from the Midwest, we always, you know, went and traveled together. We went to the opening together, as I said, in Oregon. And we went to Atlanta to the, I think it was the 5-star challenge.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So, we always been, you know, pretty tight. So, I've been knowing him since we were
was
little.
Was it kind of cool having him?
Yeah.
Call signals. And
yeah,
and
just, definitely. I mean, seeing him progress and be the type of player that he is, he's always been that type of, you know, that type of leader.
And mentally about as tough as it comes, too, because I want to tell you, there is no way that Jalen Smith was not dead on his feet in that football game last week after the injuries that he had. And I know how hard he's worked, and he's been amazing. And I know he led this team in tackles, but he played every single snap last week, which was how many? 85?
Oh, no, I don't think we played that many.
Not that many?
It was like 70 or 60.
Okay,
or
okay.
Like
still, a lot of snaps. So tip of the hat to our friend Jalen Smith for an unbelievable job in recovering from this brutal injury. Mm-hmm. From this brutal injury, that clear eye view thing that he will hit you with. Man, I'm telling you, he believes in it and he lives it. A note for Cowboys fans as well, Terry McCauley, you know that name? Of course you don't. Is the referee for this Cowboys game this weekend against the Packers. Terry McCauley. Let's hear it for Terry McCauley. You know why? Because in the last four games that Terry McCauley has been the head official, the Cowboys have won the damn game. That's what you want. Win the game. All right. By the way, both of you will know, Cheeto, last week Terry McCauley's crew called two PIs. That's it. Two PIs. I want you to know what you're up against, what they call. Coming up this Sunday, 3:25 p.m., the Dallas Cowboys will take on the Green Bay Packers. Dallas 2-2, Green Bay 3-1. And we are sitting here honored and having a great time talking to young Jordan Lewis, number 27 of the Dallas Cowboys, rookie from Michigan, picked in the third round and has quickly ascended to join Skandrick and Anthony Brown and whoever else might be healthy in this secondary. Do you have an idea what's happening with the secondary this week as we go forward?
I don't. I just take it week at a time.
Yeah, just see who's out there and listen up. Skandrick, you know that is 7 times surgery on that hand?
I didn't.
7 times.
I did not know.
So for those of you who, and there are some of you on Twitter, not as kind to Orlando Skandrick as you should be. First of all, a very good player. Second of all, that is 7 surgeries on the hand and the wrist, and this thing has, 15 staples in it and some sort of rod down the middle of his hand. He missed one game. One game. Orlando Skandrick deserves our respect. Anthony Brown, 5th-round pick last year who started 9 games, and I asked him, I'm like, how are you doing this? And he's like, dude, just what you said. It's just football.
Yeah.
I like playing football. And he also said this, and I like that. I'm not afraid. I think you guys think that since I'm a 5th-round pick, I'm going to be afraid, or there's going to be some trepidation.
A lot of people.
We do think that, right?
A lot of people look too deep into that draft pick stuff. I mean, of course you're going to have some great players that go first round, but, you got to look at, some guys in intangibles. You can't teach heart. You can't teach, the will to play the game. You can't teach, anything like that. So, I don't know. It's a lot of people that looks into a lot of that. So then
we're shocked when we shouldn't necessarily be shocked because we don't really know what we don't know.
Exactly.
Good point. All right. Thank you very much to Fastlane Car Wash. I told you, we're passing out car washes tonight. Anybody who would like one who didn't get one, get one. On 423 right over here in Little Elm, these guys will get your damn car clean, and you'll meet the owner because he's out there making sure your tile drying. And you'll meet Omar because he's the manager because he works 24/7. Fastlane Car Wash is here because I went there and they blew me away. Thank you very much to Tupelo Honey, Southern Kitchen and Bar. We are here the next two Tuesday nights, 7 to 8 p.m. You can make reservations if you like. You don't have to. You can walk in. But as we see tonight, a couple hundred people in this room having a good time getting autographs, and we will be here the next 2 weeks, and then we will take 1 week off. We're back again in November. We're back again in December, and we are thrilled to be here. Originating out of Asheville, North Carolina, Southern food, Mountain South Scratch Kitchen, contemporary upscale environment and Southern hospitality, and the food, let's just call it like it is flat fantastic. Thanks to Tupelo Honey. Jordan Lewis, your first NFL radio show. I hope you thought it was as big a deal as I did. I'm sure you didn't, but it was fantastic having you here. Thank you very much for your reaction, your conversation, for being nice to all the people, and we are rooting for you.
No problem. Thank
you. Chidobe, thank you very much for showing up, man. Chidobe Awuzie as well. Dallas Cowboy, Chidobe Awuzie, and Jordan Lewis. We will see you next Tuesday right here from 7 to 8 p.m. on ESPN Radio 103.3 on your FM dial with the Off of the Helmets Dallas Cowboys radio show.